Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. For more than a year now, my country has come through an awful lot of violent experiences, and so it is in many parts of the world. If there is anything our world is longing for at this time, it is the good news of peace. Yet Jesus tells us in today's gospel that he has not come to bring peace on earth, but division. Isn't this a frightening pronouncement? So, where do we turn to in search of this good news of peace? When we speak of or pray for peace, what precisely are we speaking of or praying for? Is it a state of quiet, calm, and tranquility? A state where everything is in perfect harmony, where people wake up to each new day with little or no anxiety for their well-being. If this be our desire, then it might be worthwhile to ask, where or how can we find peace? I think the answer to this question can be found in the fire that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel, which he wished were already blazing. I believe Jesus speaks of the fire of truth, of love, and of justice. In a world where falsehood is so commonplace, it is only in the face of truth that such falsehood can be exposed. And when that is done, one might expect that it will create such division as Jesus spoke about. When we allow the fire of love to be kindled within us, we become signs of contradiction in the world, because we act in ways that are contrary to it. When we are aflame with justice, we live the gospel value of doing to others as we would have them do to us. And this is certainly different from the self-centered ways of the world. Thus, when Jesus said he has not come to bring peace on earth but division, he is challenging us to look at our way of understanding peace, to move away from wanting peace at no cost, what I call the graveyard peace, where everything is calm and quiet because the people are dead and can no longer move. The peace which Jesus wants us to work for is that which unsettles the world because it is based on truth, genuine love, and justice for all. It is only when we are rooted and grounded in this way of understanding peace that our world will experience the golden peace, which only Jesus can give. May this fire blaze in our world. Amen.